Belloc.
Here.
Senator Brady.
Here.
Senator Frerichs.
Here.
Representative Martino. Senator Murphy. Representative Myers.
Here.
Representative Neckwitz.
Yes.
Representative Poe.
Yes.
Senator Schomer. Senator Severson. Senator Trotter.
Six members present. We do have a quorum. That's 6 out of 13. Or 6 out of 11, since we don't have a replacement for representing tomorrow. The main order of business today is the selection of a consultant to study the pension asset consolidation proposal. And at this point, I'll turn it over to Dan Long to give us an explanation and a recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, there's been a...
There's been a motion to approve. Well, we don't even know what the recommendation is.
Make the motion.
You make the motion.
Co-chairs have suggested that we hire Aon.
There is a recommendation.
I make the motion.
Aon.
I make the motion that we do so.
Okay. Motion to hire Aon Consulting for the contract. The roll is open and Representative Brady votes.
I need a second.
Senator Brady votes.
Do you need a second?
No.
Okay.
Aye.
All right. This may be easier next thing. Actually, what happened, as you know, there's been a bill's been introduced now to combine the assets of the five state pension systems, and there were some costs that the treasurer published on his website, and there were some questions as to exactly how much it will cost to consolidate these assets, liquidating some of them and then combining them. So there was a suggestion, the commission had to have the expertise in-house, and so there was a suggestion that we hire a consultant to study this specific issue. So there, along with your agenda, there's a summary of the process. And on January 12th, meeting, the commission approved the issuance of a request for proposal to select a consultant. The commission issued an RFP on January 16th, and with the proposals due that I close the business on January 30th, we did receive 6 proposals, and those are listed there. Aon, DeMille Schneider and Associates, First Street Capital Partners, Public Consulting Group, Strategic Investment Solutions, and the Sites Companies. We put together an internal review committee based on 100 points, looking at such things as experience of the firm, the work approach, the cost, and then just intangible issues. Same procedures that we use to select a consultant to study the privatization of the tollway and also to do the Medicaid study. So it was the same process that was used in the last 2 RFPs that the commission has issued. An internal review came up with 3 of the top scoring firms, which were Aon, Strategic Investment Solutions, and the Public Consulting Group. Then we had met with the co-chairs and went over the results on February 11th. And they determined, at the meeting on the 12th, the commission actually gave the co-chairs the authority to go ahead and select a consultant. But after meeting with them, it was a little higher. We thought it might be $30,000 to $50,000. You'll see, I think the bid we're recommending is about $80,000. They thought it better to bring it back to the commission for a recommendation. So based on the discussion with the co-chairs, we went back to the 3 finalists and asked for best and final proposals. Given the scope of work and the interest of greater transparency, they decided to have the full commission vote on the selection of a vendor, and then also to inform all 4 caucuses of the RFP process and invite them to review the proposals. We did hear from 2 of them. We have provided copies of all the proposals to all 4 of the caucuses for their review and not heard anything back. The best and final results listed on page 2 in item 6 there. Aon reduced its original fee from 95 to 88. Public Consulting Group reduced the fee from 118 to 112. And Strategic Investment Solutions felt that the 100,000 fee they originally proposed was the best offer they could provide. So based upon the Commission's internal review, investment final offers, we would recommend that the approval of Aon Consulting Group to conduct this study. The final page attached is simply the internal rankings. 5 different people rated it independently. and some, at least one person had Strategic Investments as the number one firm, Aon number two, but all of us had Aon either one or two, and then when we combined all the scores, Aon came out on top. And it was really based on the individuals they're going to assign to do the work, which has significant experience in this, and also the approach. And then an intangible type of thing is that they are an Illinois firm, Chicago firm, headquartered in Chicago. That wasn't the key factor, but when you look at intangibles, that's one of the things we looked at. So with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for the commission members?
Mr. Chairman, I mean, since you've been involved in these discussions, I'd be sort of interested in your thoughts on it as well.
Well, the reason that we brought this to you today was after looking at the proposals, and as Director Long said, it was a little bit higher than what either one of us co-chairs thought we were going to look at. We decided that we feel more comfortable bringing the whole recommendation to the full commission for a vote. And in looking at the rankings from the staff, we feel comfortable. I feel comfortable with Aon. I can't speak for Jeff, but I feel comfortable with Aon. I think they did a good job of analyzing them. They have copies. If you have not seen them, they do have copies of the full proposals from all of the all six of the applicants. And Aon's was very detailed. Other questions? Well, please add Senator Schoenberg to the roll. Senator Schoenberg.
Thank you. I want to echo what my co-chair, Representative Myers, said about why we wanted to bring this before the full commission. The scope of the work was such that we really felt like this was a decision that should be made collectively, not just because of the price tag, but because of our desire to bring as much transparency to the contract award process as possible. So, for that reason, we talked about it a couple weeks ago and decided that we'd all be better served if the commission voted as a collective body rather than just the co-chairs. And I want to echo his observations as well about Aon, and I was satisfied with the scoring methodology that was used by the staff. It's pretty comparable to what we've done in the past, and the decision to approach the top three to give a best and final offer helped drive the price down even further, and I think that's a good thing for taxpayers as well.
Representative Bell.
Yeah, just quickly for the record, could you tell us about the completion date?
I believe that once we get the contract finalized, it's going to take about 30 to 45 days. So
basically, you tell us probably the 1st of May we'll have a report.
Well, or maybe even by the time you get back from the break.
Thank you.
Because we should be able to get the contract in place. We'll notify them. I think they're generally when they bid on these things, they assign people and they'll be ready to go. We haven't spoken with them, but I would think that certainly by the time you get back from the break, I think we should have a report.
I think the general idea was to try to have the results of this study in time so that if we agree with the treasurer's opinion, the treasurer's desire to combine the functions of the pension plans, then we could proceed with legislation in this legislative session. Yes.
So then actually, once we get this report, and then we'll have a hearing, so everybody from the pension systems will have a chance to come in and testify also. Is that right?
That had not been discussed, but that does sound like the appropriate course of action.
Yeah, I thought that would be consistent with how we've proceeded in the past. We don't have a broad
public comment period on a proposal. The very, I am the chief sponsor of the legislative proposal, which includes the consolidation component. There have been a number of competing numbers, and that's precisely what our role is to provide an independent analysis for that so that the best decisions can get made. I don't expect that we would have a whole public comment process. It would seem to me that we should probably, in addition to the pension systems, give the treasurer the opportunity to comment on the consultant's findings too.
And I don't know, Jeff, how you're going to handle it, but I would like to see the pension systems have a certain amount of time to look at that before they had to come and testify at the report. And I don't know if that calls for a second meeting or what, but I think that we need input from the treasurer, I agree, but we need it also from all the pension systems. So if you could work that out so that, they're not talking blindly about what report that they haven't seen.
Well, that would be counterintuitive to even doing this.
Please add Senator Trotter to the roll. Any further questions or discussion? Representative Goff.
So the decision, the final decision is made by the legislature, not by the treasurer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so you want to wait to get this study before people are voting on this in the legislature?
Correct. There would be no movement on any proposed. This is exactly why we have this study in the first place. We want no movement on any proposal. This is a big ticket item with serious consequences that potentially impacts tens of thousands of people and their retirements, and by extension, millions of Illinois taxpayers who have an active stake in the outcome of not just how the pension funds are administered, but the other reforms that are in the package. So there won't be any movement on anything until this is completed.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Okay. Before we vote, we do need a second for the motion. So, Representative Pankritz seconds the motion. We have a motion on the floor, and that will be to accept the best and final offer from Aon for $88,000 and approve their proposal for consulting. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Pellack?
Aye.
Senator Brady? Senator Frerichs?
Aye.
Representative Martino? Senator Murphy? Representative Myers?
Aye.
Representative Nekritz?
Aye.
Representative Poe?
Aye.
Senator Schoenberg?
Aye.
Senator Severson? Senator Trotter?
Aye.
On vote, 8 voting yes, 0 voting no. The recommendation is approved. Very well.
Thanks. The only other item on the agenda is future meeting dates, and we just put these there to kind of give you an idea. We'll be working with the co-chairs, but we need to have a meeting coming up on updating economics and revenues for 09-10. And we also still have the Howe and Dillon Park facility closure, which we had deferred for 60 days after the impeachment was completed. So that needs to be done by April 27th, and then we'll have the approval of the contracts for the fiscal year 2010 group insurance program, which we suggest that we do with the first day back from the parade, which would be April 21st at 10 a.m. So just to give you some idea of what we need to get accomplished here in the future, and we'll be working on finalizing some dates as well.
I have one question, and that is, Representative Myers and I communicated with the governor, to the new governor, to let Governor Quinn and his senior staff know of the commission's process and time frame. Have we received any feedback from them as to whether or not they want to go ahead with the previous administration's recommended closure?
We have not. We have not heard that.
Okay.
And again, that could be deferred till after the break. That would have to be done then that first week, the 21st or 23rd, the 27th and the following down on Monday. We wouldn't be back in session. Or, I doubt that anybody would want to do it during the break, but.
That's a good assumption.
So we could work on it, and perhaps if we don't hear anything, we could do it that first week back, and at the same time that we would have to have two meetings that week then to do the contracts and do the how issue as well.
Representative Beckers.
Do we need to hear from the governor's office? I mean, I can appreciate that the letter might have asked for input, but is that a legal requirement that we hear back from them?
I don't think it's a legal requirement. I think we thought of it as a courtesy based on what we thought were maybe political motives with the previous governor. And so if we don't hear from this current governor's office, we still have the ability to go ahead and make the decision.
And has there been any communication other than, did you all speak with them or did you write them a letter? How did that work? How did that get communicated?
We just sent a letter.
And has there been any follow-up discussion since then?
I guess the answer is no. We have not heard back from them. We have not called them. I can't remember the date of the letter.
Okay.
It's on the website, though.
Okay, thank you.
It's been maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe.
Other questions? Representative Allen.
It's just a comment that I would hope that we would move forward with the date that you had on here to address that issue, because I know that there's a lot of people in lives concerned waiting to hear that issue, and I don't see why we would hold it any longer.
Again, I think we kind of work these dates out for the chairs and stuff.
But I mean, the one before, that's a 2 or 3 week period if you do it before the break or after the break.
That's for 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments?
Do we know if the agency, we as part of our decision, we had asked the department to provide us with certain information regarding the real estate transaction, and we had also recommended some other action in the interim. Do we know if any of that has happened?
Actually, I spoke with the department yesterday. They don't have anything linked to the real estate. They referred us to CMS, but we have.
And CMS, have you contacted CMS?
We have, and we've also contacted the local chamber of commerce and some realtors in that area and have a pretty good idea of the value of that land. It's probably 250,000 acres, so upwards of $75 million. And we will have something for the commission on that.
Okay. Senator Farr.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Not that I believe, that scandalous capital facts thing that's out here, but they're talking that the governor is saying that our deficit may be larger. I know you're going to have a more in-depth analysis coming up soon, but is there any validity to that the whole or our deficit is larger than $9 billion?
I saw that myself, and I'm not sure. You could get there. What we've said is that, what was reported is that the deficit from a revenue standpoint is around $2.3 billion. I think in our last monthly bulletin we put out, when you combine that with the shortfalls in terms of appropriations and spending, it was 4.2. And if you add in the $1.5 billion that's normally carried over from year to year from Medicaid, it goes to 5.7. So part of it's, and that's just 2009. So part of it's worrying about the Medicaid payments, I think. Then the other part, even to get to the $9 billion, you have to look at the spending pressures for next year. We know and we don't believe there'll be any revenue growth So, but just the payment for the pensions alone is about $1.2 billion. If you want to increase the foundation level for education, you're talking another $500 billion. There's going to be an increase in Medicaid. So I can tell you to get to the 9. I don't know about this, about the 11.
11.5.
And again, it depends on what happens in 2010. There's also some of the stimulus money coming in, which could reduce that, you know, $1 billion for 2010, $1 billion for 2011. But until you see numbers, how they put that together, it's hard to say. Clearly, it's been in the news that we have a report coming out, by the way, on the status of the pension systems. That's as of June 30th, and that showed it certainly has declined since then. But on June 30th, the unfunded liability of TRS was like $30 billion, and SDRS was $10 billion. And SDR is $12 billion, so their funded ratios were 56%, 58.6%. Even since June through the end of December, it deteriorated further, where the funded percents are like 42% of TRS and SDRS. So clearly, it's deteriorating, but normally the way the process works, they also indicated that they can pay those retirees if they're having to sell some assets. But then next year, in 2011, when they certify again, well, then that the payment that was originally projected will be higher because the funding ratio has dropped. So I don't believe that they're saying, and I've talked to the pensions, that they need an infusion from the state in order to make payments to the retirees. But clearly, each time they certify, and this year was about a $500 million increase as a result of the decline in investment revenue just through June 30th. And then there's been further decline, of course, through December. So when they certify next year,
it'll be
high. Thank you. I think that leads us into the agenda item of economic and revenue update for fiscal 2009 and fiscal 2010. We have two possible dates, March 31st and April 1st. Does anybody have a preference for one or the other?
What
is it? Tuesday, March 31st. Wednesday, April 1st.
You're talking about during why we have committees, regular committees?
We were trying to schedule it for one of those days when we have some time available.
Right.
And it might overlap some committees. But
I think it's the third read. Actually, that's the week for third reading deadline, because the third reading deadline in the Senate is April 3rd, and I think the House is the same.
If Tuesday's the first day, if you could make, you know, like before we go in, if you can make it like 9 o'clock in the morning or something, it's a little bit easier than having to get in between things.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the first day of session, because we don't usually go until the fall.
Co-Chair Schoenberg and I will consult with Dan,
and
we'll pick a date, and we'll take your comments and everybody's comments into consideration. And approval for contracts with the group insurance program, suggested date for that is April 21st. And unless we hear any strong objections, we'll continue on with that date too. Okay? Hearing no further business. Oh, yes, we have two new members to the Commission on Government Forecasting. Senator Furtick is with us today. Welcome. And Senator Matt Murphy will be joining us also from the Republican side of the aisle in the Senate. So glad to have both of you on board. So, seeing no further business to come before the Commission, I consider the meeting.